got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
No, Greg, since most people say, thank God it's Friday,
yeah,
and we got to go the other way, it's got to be, suck it, Jesus, it's Friday.
Yeah.
Shijif.
I mean, roll off the tongue, though. You're
disappointed.
We want to go to eat, Shijif.
It's Friday. Yeah. Okay, so somebody emailed me a picture of, it's a DeWalt assault-style nail gun.
Assault-style.
So I looked it up, and then I snopesed it. No, DeWalt does not make an assault-style nail gun. Somebody just fashioned an assault rifle to look like a DeWalt tool.
Somebody also told, Facebook messages told us that Todd said something about...
Oh, yeah, I did
like
say
handy,
that.
Yeah, I like that clip.
I like keeping the handy guys in business.
When I heard that, yeah. I missed that.
I want that clip. I really want that clip.
I laid it out there for you twice now.
Right.
Should be able
now
to.
I'll just go get it from this segment right there.
Or it was late in the last segment. But that might have been, there might have been music underneath it. There, I gave it to you nice and clean, I think.
Yep.
I love it when you do that.
I know.
What's up, Mr. Evans?
He knows you love it like that. Ah, let's see here. It was on this date in 1960. John F. Kennedy defeated Richard Nixon for the office of President of the United States.
Yeah, but that whack-a-mole didn't last. He came back out.
Yes,
how'd that work out for him?
He came back out. And
it
then
didn't
he,
take.
Yeah, we didn't have a Fox News, so he left office because we dealt with facts in 73.
It was on this date in 1988, Vice President George Bush defeated Mike Dukakis to win the presidential election.
Yeah, not a good candidate, Mr. Dukakis.
And on this date in 2016.
Kitty drank Windex, right? Didn't what'd she drink to get high?
Oh, like aftershave.
Yeah.
It's something off the
I
shelf.
I was thinking it was mouthwash or something.
Yeah. That was worse than that. That was something actually less edible than that.
Right. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think when Aqua she could, Nova. She drank liquor.
Yeah, but she it was just, I mean, she had obviously a problem. Kitty Dukakis.
Rubbing alcohol.
That was it. Thank you. Thank you. That'll
That's
kill
not
you.
The same thing.
That'll kill you.
No.
No.
Yeah, she was hospitalized because she drank the rubbing alcohol.
Right, yeah.
Yeesh.
Yeah, he was Willie Horton. Remember that bit? Yeah. I read in the history books because I was five.
Oh, and then she went on to get electroshock therapy later on.
Do they still do that?
Yeah.
Apparently
well,
in 2000. Really? Well,
they did then.
No, they still do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I think you're right.
This was in 2000.
They're kind of getting back to it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but they don't do the lobotomies anymore, do they?
No. No. That's different entirely. Yeah. No. That's lopping out part of your brain.
Yeah, and then Chief smothers you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was... That was 01, she said. She was getting electroshock therapy to help treat major depression.
Isn't Dukakis dead? Didn't he die a while back?
No.
Oh, he's alive?
Yeah, he's still kicking.
Okay.
What's he do now?
Well, he retired, probably.
He's probably in a think tank of some sort.
Sure.
Yeah. Or sitting on his porch having coffee right now.
That.
Yeah, they don't just go away.
Well, but they also don't do... Yeah, they do. They just kind of hang out.
Well, we just don't hear about them because they're no longer a presidential candidate.
Yeah, it looks like he's been working on some campaigns as recently as 2012.
Okay.
But doesn't have much for as of recent.
Telling him what not to do?
Yeah. Kind of. How's his health?
I knew he was going to get around to that.
Deadpool alert.
Type health in after Dukakis.
Is Kitty Dukakis famous enough for...
She's the wife.
I think she's famous.
Okay. Really?
She dies, yeah.
She's famous for being his wife.
Come on, you gave a lot worse than that. She became famous because she was a...
A lot of it was because you people just badger me.
No.
You bunch of freaks.
You gave one a while back just because a buddy had her. We didn't think that guy was famous at all, the one from Britain.
Well, everybody else did. Yeah. We were all outvoted on that one.
Well, I didn't even fight you on that.
We were outvoted on that
Dukakis one. When that poor lady dies.
Okay,
she made a name
done.
For herself after that campaign.
Dukakis has served on the board of directors for Amtrak.
Oh, this is not interesting.
Yeah, and taught political science at Northeastern and UCLA. So he's a teacher.
Right.
How many years at Amtrak?
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
I'm just trying to check on his health here.
Yeah, we have to figure out whether or not we should put him on the.
It doesn't seem so, Craig.
Yeah. He seems fine.
Can't find anything mentioned that's major health.
I'm just looking at Wikipedia, and Wikipedia probably isn't going to give you any good health information. They don't go that in depth.
Sometimes it does.
Yeah, depending on who updates it.
Yeah, and if it's been made public.
You can find everything on the internet. You think they'd find something about his health?
HIPAA.
Well, you can't have people can't mention it.
Yeah, that's a violation. They'd probably have to take that down.
People get fired. People have been fired for telling TMZ stuff.
Yeah.
I suppose you could put it on Facebook. They don't take anything down unless it's a pair of boobs. You can print any lie or slander on
Believe
Facebook.
You're in the public guy. You put up with a lot of a-holes. So we know that firsthand. Way too much. You know.
Yeah. Men's Health Awareness Month.
All right.
Bringing awareness to prostate cancer, the second most common cancer killer among men. Lung is number one. 85% of cases detected by abnormalities in a blood test or exam. So
the PSI thing.
PSA.
PSA.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily the end-all, be-all.
But it's still. But they don't go in and operate anymore ahead of time because they've been doing that
right.
On healthy people. That's why they rely on the PSA thing.
Yeah, that's why. And then they get rid of the...
Our finger's gone.
Yeah, because there are too many false positives.
Yeah, our doctor hasn't fingered for a couple years.
Well, just ask.
Well, we both have asked. He says, nope, don't do that anymore.
I haven't asked. I'm
just for old school.
I'm not of the age yet.
I don't have to ask. I got the whole fist a few weeks ago.
I'm not sure that's medical. He might have been lying to you.
That was a tough yoga class.
Yeah. No, I told him to be thorough.
Yeah.
But very, very thorough.
But Mr. Brandt, this is a dentist office.
But the fist might cause other problems.
Well.
I would think.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
He can take it.
Like severe trauma. Depending how big the fist was, I guess. So,
nothing I couldn't handle.
When you say severe,
Puss and I's doctor's got a big fist. So you don't have my doctor.
He was an offensive lineman.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, biggest fist in the D1. Business.
Yeah.
Ham-fisted, I believe they describe him as.
Yeah, he hears that once in a while.
The ham-fisted lineman from Kansas.
That's right there.
Yeah,
he hears that a lot.
Love you, Doc.
Yeah.
Thanks.
He's probably listening, exactly.
Okay, so this weekend, it's 30 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Right.
They are showing things on TV commemorating...
This is where we hated Russia, too, by the way.
Right. Commemorating the fall of the wall.
Right.
And one of the clips that you will see... is of an extreme fat ass, people trying to pick him up and put him on top of the wall.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that.
That was a chick.
Oh. You're so rude, Craig.
She's an extreme fat ass, and they're trying to push her up and put her on the wall.
Oh, they're pushing her up like...
Well, and
she's looking
they're pulling
rather
her hands
beached.
Up, and then people are pushing her from behind to try to get her up there.
So you'll see that running, at least on NBC all weekend. That's their
maybe.
Clip. That's their clip.
Yeah, she's looking beached.
A German fat ass?
I can't answer
there they
that.
They just call him a fat ass.
I would assume.
Right.
It could have been a tourist of some sort checking out the wall.
Man, imagine if that was the time that you chose to be a tourist to the Berlin Wall.
And it's your fat ass 30 years later has been pushed on the thing.
Well, right?
Just by chance, you show up on the night that they're knocking the damn thing down.
Right.
That'd be kind of cool.
That's
they're
history.
Trying to push a waterbed up there.
Yeah, you're witnessing history.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
A couple of companies, Augie, a gut health startup that's building an app for people to track gastrointestinal issues, and Seed Health that works on applying microbes to human health, and they sell probiotics too. Both these companies, they are working together, and they want photos of your poop. It's a campaign called Give a S.
Yeah, careful what you ask for.
I took a good one this morning, man. I should have Polaroided that one.
I don't know if Polaroids is what they're looking for.
I'll bring them in for you guys.
We're not part of the study.
I know.
The companies want to collect 100,000 photos. The photos can then be used to build AI for research into gut-related diseases and to help people with these health conditions more easily track their own bowel movements.
Todd is right. Be careful what you ask for. They're just going to get all kinds of crap.
They want to. Yeah. That's their point. They want 100,000 of them.
Oh, true. No.
Is this any trouble? Yeah. That's not right. Human.
They're going to go out in the field and find a buffalo pie. Yeah. And send them that picture.
Well, I'm gonna take
they
a picture.
Want to build an app that can use computer vision to automatically classify different types of waste that people with chronic gut problems ordinarily have to track manually over time with pen and paper.
I walk my dog every day, and so I'll take a picture of Chloe's poop.
That's not what they're looking for.
And first of all, they say, why do you poop in the grass?
Do you think
don't judge me?
They're able to identify that?
Yes, I do.
What, dog poop from a picture?
Right, that looks like bear scat.
Yeah.
I love the term.
Because, again, it's out in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, but people poop in the woods, too.
But does anyone hear?
Especially
the Pope does.
If you have gut issues.
We combine that
whole
bit there.
I understand. They have all these photos, but they don't have the information of the person to go with the gut issues.
Right.
So what do the photos tell them?
Yeah.
Well, there are.
This guy's, it's a fetish.
There are.
Yeah. It's some guy with a really weird fetish.
I can tell a lot about you by just looking at your poop.
Yes, they can.
That's like that company where you just, if you can't have a colonoscopy, you just poop in the box and mail it to them.
I know. Yep. Doesn't sound like fun.
It would strike me that you would need to do this before the TP, because that would probably inhibit the picture, you know?
You don't wipe first. You take the picture, then wipe. Right. Yeah,
you have to stand up, take the picture, and then sit back down.
Yeah. Right.
Honey, obviously. Get in here.
Yeah. That's a
no-brainer. Bring the camera.
Yeah.
I'd like to order one of those colonoscopy kits, or the ones where you don't have to, and then poop in it and light it on fire and set it on my neighbor's doorstep.
What did he do to you?
That's always a fun bit.
It is.
I like that.
Yeah, he didn't do anything to me, but he's just convenient.
He's right there. You don't have to leave the neighborhood.
Right. Just right in the house. Right. No one would be the wiser.
Right.
Dr. Mina told us how that works.
What? How you light fire? How you light somebody's poop when they're on their door? Dr. Mina was a prankster back in the day.
There's an ad for a company where they send you a box.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I think Joe called us about that. He used it.
You give him a sample.
But it's not like a. You don't actually. It's like there's some sort of little water container that you put
a little
sample in.
You don't lay like a log in.
No.
I bet you some guys have.
You don't.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'd have said what came out of me this morning, it might have been extra.
Unless they specifically tell you.
Extra for postage.
Extra for postage.
Listen, we only need this much. Don't lay a log in there. Somebody laid a log in there and mailed it off to them.
Well, this guy didn't read the directions.
Yeah. There's always somebody. I never read the directions.
Well, I remember I went to a urologist years ago. I was having some issues when my mom passed away, so I thought it was physical, ended up being mental. But one of the things, so they sent me this urologist, and they said they wanted a poop sample, and they didn't explain it to me.
Why would a urologist want a poop sample?
I just wanted everything. So you knew me back in the day. I was all kinds of pains in my lower regions. They found out it was just a pain. It was a mental pain that puts itself somewhere else in your body.
Is that what fibromyalgia and things like that?
It might be, but it ended up not being that. It was just I was just depressed, and then they put me on something else and whatever. But that's a long story short. I went. They told me I had to bring up. They didn't say bring. They just said next time you hear we need a poop sample. And I'm thinking, so I just showed up like with a bag and a little Tupperware thing and put it on the counter, and you couldn't see through it. And she goes, how embarrassed was I? She goes, oh, sir, no, we need you to. You need to have to do that here.
We do that in house.
And so I said, can you throw that away for me?
Do you want your Tupperware back? Nope.
Well, so you have to squeeze.
That
one
was my
out
Tupperware
right there.
Then I had to squeeze one out there. Yeah.
My wife in a previous life was a receptionist at a doctor's office, and people would just bring samples. And stuff. She goes, "I'm not touching that."
Yeah, you're right.
No.
So you could poop on command.
I didn't. Yeah.
Well, I told you guys when I went back to get checked after the vasectomy.
Right.
You know,
well, that's semen. That's not poop.
Yeah. Well, you had to bring in the sample.
Yeah.
And
I thought it was semen, sir. We don't need poop.
They had it set up at this place where I went, where you just had to drop off the sample and then leave.
Right.
But I come walking into the office with the sample in the bag and their little thing, and yeah, there's 4, 5, 6 people in the waiting room, a couple other people behind the desk, and lady, is that urine or semen? And I semen. Just out loud.
Well, to her, it's an everyday thing.
Yeah, that's
to you,
just
an embarrassing.
Right, it's just Tuesday to her.
Well, what do you want? A couple guys behind you with samples too.
It was urine, but if I squeeze it more, it's semen.
I remember urine when or semen? We,
it would have been funny, and you can't say it here, but yes, to use a slang for that.
Right.
Yeah, we should probably move on.
Yeah.
It was a very embarrassing moment.
2019 Airline Water Study conducted by Hunter College NYC Food Policy Center and DietDetective.com looked into the water quality on 23 different U.S. airlines. They all suck.
Yep. I read this piece.
Yeah.
Where do they That's get their- pretty much the end of the story.
Where do they get their water? Does it say?
Well, it was
from the tap,
there is bottled
imagine.
Water. We do get bottled water.
Right.
But
it's how they store
the drinks,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like coffee and tea and things that are brewed like that from the water system on board.
And Craig's already said that the ice is contaminated too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what kills those germs?
Vodka.
However, we did a story that said vodka does not kill those germs as well as whiskey.
Oh.
So drink as much whiskey on the plane, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if you're going to have ice, put whiskey over
it. Oh, instead of vodka. I mean, I like vodka better, but I'll just mix it up.
Yeah, but if whiskey's a better disinfectant.
It seems to be, if I remember the story correctly.
Wonder why that is. You think
we knew at the time.
It's the same kind of alcohol.
Because it was part of the story.
Isn't it?
It was part of the story. We knew at the time. We mentioned
it. Is it higher proof?
No.
I don't
whiskey
think so.
Disables my dinky.
And that might be why they want you to use it as well.
You don't need it on the plane, Todd. You don't need it on the plane. good for you to share. Yeah, I don't know. We have to talk to a pilot buddy of ours about that, but he's not involved with the owl donkeys when it comes to service. So.
Getting it right from the tap in the bathroom.
They even say don't wash your hands in the bathroom.
Yeah, they do have
on this water quality.
You know, I throw
things.
Water over it. I mean, water over it's better than nothing, don't you think?
Order
apparently not.
That's what the scientists say. So, don't wash your hands. So. In the bathroom, on the airline,
well,
on the
do
airplane.
Something because you just grabbed your junk in the bathroom, so do some Purell it or something.
Well, that's what they're saying. Do that. Well, they're saying don't use the water.
There's still less germs on your junk than in this water.
So if
Here's
you want
deal, though.
A drink of water on the flight, you get the bottled water. Yeah. You specifically ask for the seltzer water, bottled water, whatever.
Or just
get some water over your hands. You're grabbing the damn bathroom, leaving that. Somebody has to grab that. That thing is nasty. That's got dink hands all over it.
All right.
Is that like jazz hands?
Dink hands? No.
Not the same?
No.
I think it's cooler, actually.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.